You're back with Total Information AM with Tom Ackerman. I'm Megan Lynch. One local municipality looking at strengthening its gun laws with three new bills. Webster Groves City Attorney Neil Bruntrager joins us in studio now with details. Good morning and welcome to KMOX.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Put this in context. Talk about gun crimes in Webster Groves. How big of an issue is this?
It's not in Webster Groves, thank God. I mean, we're of course glad that these are not big issues in Webster Groves, but we have an opportunity and have had an opportunity over these many years, really since 2014 when the gun laws changed so dramatically in Missouri. We've had an opportunity to do some things, and this is as much about doing those few things that are still left as anything else. And it's a matter kind of a public safety and really the tone I think you want to set in the community.
So the Missouri laws not strong enough, was that really the genesis of this?
No, not at all. The Missouri law is actually dictating to us exactly what we can do. So strength or no strength, we are simply following the requirements that Missouri has set forth. And some weeks ago, the mayor of Webster Groves, Laura Arnold, and various council members said, we'd like to look into this because there's also been a movement among the Municipal League. And I think we might see other municipalities that are jumping in. And we're not the first to do this, by the way. Maryland Heights has done it. The city of Kansas City has done it. There are other places that have done things similar to what we're doing.
Has Creve Coeur done it?
Creve Coeur has done it as well. So again, there are a number of municipalities out there that have taken these steps. And so, you know, again, what we're doing is within the constructs of state statute. We're doing those things that we're allowed to do. And primarily, it's designed to address open carry.
So let's talk about what these three bills would actually do.
Mm-hmm. So two of the bills are designed to follow simply federal law. So things like machine guns, and that's simple, right? They say under federal law you can't have machine guns. We're simply endorsing that idea, and we're moving them into state statute. The other ones have to do with concealed carry and open carry, and of course, under state law, you can, of course, if you have a concealed carry permit, you can carry. But you are not allowed to carry openly if you don't have a concealed carry permit, okay? So, and again, and as it applies to minors, it's a situation where minors who can never get a concealed carry permit are never allowed to open carry because they don't have the underlying permit. So again, this is designed to deal as much with minors having firearms as it is anything else, and then the open carry part, because the state statutes do allow provisions where basically it allows you to say, look, you can't have weapons in public buildings, you can't have them in the courthouses, hospitals, bars, places like that. And again, what we're doing now is designed to basically say, in Webster Groves, we're going to enforce these rules.
How much of an assist is this to law enforcement?
Well, I think it's a big assist to law enforcement, only because let's say you are running a municipal court, and we do, or let's say you're running a meeting in City Hall. This gives you the ability to make sure that weapons aren't coming in. And if you say to yourself, gee, why would that happen? I only have to remind you what happened in Kirkwood those many years ago where you had a problem in a city council meeting. So again, it's designed for public safety, but again, it does help law enforcement as well because it gives them some rights. Now, interestingly, the one thing that you can't do is criminalize the carrying of weapons. What it requires you to do if you encounter as law enforcement a weapon in a situation like this is to ask whoever is carrying the weapon to leave. And where penalties ultimately apply, and I say penalties as opposed to fine because you can't criminalize these things under state statute. You have to ask them to leave. If they don't leave, then you can write them a ticket. And again, it's non-criminal, but you can then impose a penalty of up to $100 if they refuse to leave.
Now, obviously, you've tried to craft this within what you're allowed to do, but are you expecting some challenges to these if they pass?
So one of the things that we did in an effort to sort of try and avoid that, and it's not that we're not willing to take the risk, but we're not looking for a fight, is to make sure that we are compliant with both state and federal law. So I believe that what we have done in Webster Groves absolutely complies with the requirements of state statute. And the state statute very specifically says that you can do whatever we don't tell you you can't do. And again, it's very careful to talk about what we can do, and we've stayed within the lines, we believe.
Neil, what is the current state of public safety in Webster Groves? Is it a safe place to live?
It is indeed. And again, and part of the idea here is that we're trying to maintain the neighborhood I guess for lack of a better word, the tone of the neighborhood. I mean, we don't have open carry. We don't, I mean, people can under certain circumstances, but we really don't have those problems. I mean, the idea is as much symbolic as it is anything else, but it also has a component of public safety that you want to make sure you're paying attention to. So it's not strictly symbolic. There is that public safety component as well. But to tell you that we have gun violence in Webster Groves, we don't. But I would have said they probably didn't in Sandy Hook, and they probably didn't in Uvalde. And so, again, the idea here is to be preemptive as best one can, and that's part of what I think the mayor and the city council had in mind.
You touched on this a little bit about, you know, how this would be enforced and how that works. How closely have you worked with the police department on, you know, if this passes, what can and cannot be done?
Well, we have a new chief in Webster Groves whose name is Vincent Aceves, who is a terrific, terrific guy. And he is 100% on board in terms of this particular enforcement method. And again, it will require some additional training. They're going to talk to their members. But again, all we're doing is basically mirroring state law as it exists right now. So our men and women in the police department at Webster Groves have already been well trained in these areas, and they'll continue to do that. So it's not going to be a big change to them, but it does help them.
I appreciate you explaining it in that way. And does it mirror Creve Coeur and Maryland Heights? I mean, is this the exact same language, basically?
No, I was a little bit more creative in a few things. Okay. And again, there are some rabbit holes that you go down to. So since they enacted their ordinances in 2017, and that's when most of them were enacted, there have been some changes both at the federal level and at the state level. So we've tried to mirror some of those. There's a few things that we've put together that stood separately in other places. And there's frankly some more work to do. So one of the things that we are going to be addressing in some additional legislation, and this has, again, been at the request of Mayor Arnold and the council, is going to further address the open carry issue. So I think we've probably gone to the edges of what state statute allow. But again, it's within the confines of state statute.
When the city enacted some laws similar, I don't want to say similar to this, but along the same lines, you know, one of the reports came out that actually, you know, they were still working on ways to enforce it, but yet just having this on the books, word spread.
Yes.
Is that the hope there, that just talking about this and having this on the books will be a red flag for anyone who would want to violate this?
That is part of the idea. Again, part of the idea is deterrence. And one of the things that if you go online, and it's an interesting rabbit hole to go down, but if you go online and say, what are the gun laws in the state of Missouri, they will not just on a state-by-state basis, but literally county by county and municipality by municipality tell you what the limits are. So if we can get on the books and if we can have people say, well, I can't do this in Webster Groves, I think there are people, good people, who will pay attention to that sort of thing. And I think that's important. But it is a deterrent aspect that you're talking about, and we are very interested in that. We'd rather not have the confrontation. We'd rather you simply choose not to.
Neil, thank you very much for the time today.
Thank you. I appreciate your interest.
Webster Groves City Attorney Neil Bruntrager with us on KMOX.